Bloomington City leaders have updated the City Council and the public about their coronavirus response plan. More from Eric Stock.
Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason says the city plans to close its offices at City Hall and the McLean County Government Center to the public starting tomorrow through May 1st. As part of an executive order he plans to issue in a response to the coronavirus. Gleason outlined the city's response to a potential COVID-19 outbreak during a Committee of the Whole meeting Monday. Gleason says the city wants to direct the public toward online communication and bill paying as much as possible, but the city plans to use box offices at Grossinger Motors Arena for residents who wish to pay their water bill in person.
We know that there's those needs for some individuals to pay in person or to have that direct contact, but also trying to maintain the separation.
Gleason established his emergency response credentials as city manager in Washington, Illinois, when a tornado destroyed much of the city in 2013. He provided assurances that the city of Bloomington is prepared.
I'm surrounded by staff that are very much ready for something like this, so it's made it a lot easier on me. So as we progress through this, and we will get to the other side, you know, as a nation, more so as a community.
Gleason told the council two city employees have agreed to self-quarantine for 14 days after they returned from Europe, while one city employee had direct contact with a COVID-19 patient, and another city worker may have had indirect contact through a family member. Bloomington Police Chief Dan Donath says the department won't make arrests for minor offenses, but will refer those cases to the McLean County State's Attorney for possible charges to limit contact with the public. Donath adds police will try to respond to service calls by phone when possible, such as minor criminal damage, and will ask the public to submit photographic evidence electronically.
So we'll be doing that as a way to minimize some of the contact, because again, we need to preserve our officers and their ability to show up for work. So any contact, you know, adds to the possibility that they could become infected.
Some police departments, including Normal, offer online portals for the public to file police reports. Bloomington Fire Chief Brian Moore told the council the McLean County Emergency Management Agency has activated level 2 of its pandemic response plan following the confirmation of several COVID-19 cases in central Illinois. Moore says at that time, emergency dispatchers in Bloomington and McLean County would ask additional questions to certain patients experiencing flu-like symptoms or having difficulty breathing to see if they may have been exposed to the coronavirus. He says medical responders have additional protections to wear during transport in those cases. And Moore says non-emergency fire operations have also been curtailed.
We've stopped many activities that we would typically be doing and trying really to focus on our essential functions. So currently we're not sending companies out to do pre-plans of buildings. Again, trying to limit our exposure. We are not doing hydrant testing currently. Typically, we don't start that till April, but our plan is to hold off on that until this passes.
The city previously announced all of its public events are canceled through at least the end of April. I'm Eric Stock.
State officials have confirmed more than 100 COVID-19 cases in Illinois, none yet in McLean County.